of our lovely talking.
Of our lovely talking, indeed. So, Craig, why don't you start us off? First of all, whereabouts do you find job announcements?
Really, anywhere. I applied for a job via the University of Zurich website.
Okay.
Of course, there's all those Career Center updates and different things like that. I went to the Teach in Argentina seminar and got that, but I ended up having to turn them down, unfortunately. There's also just looking around on different job websites. I've noticed that, I don't know, they're not like the best jobs, but if you're just freaking out about what to do next year, I posted my resume on like Monster Jobs and CareerBuilder.com, and I get emails asking me to work for them.
So is it the same as LinkedIn?
No. It's actually a site where you upload your resume and you make it visible to people in this certain sector, and then they can email you.
Okay.
LinkedIn, I think, is more like Facebook for professionals.
Right? Do you have it?
Yeah, but I barely use it.
Okay, because I always wonder if it's worth having one or not.
I have it, but I really don't use it. Mm-hmm. What I find really annoying with LinkedIn is that they make you pay for in emails, I think. I think it's when you email to people that aren't your acquaintances or whatever, business contacts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. So what's the first thing you do? You look at the job? Do you have like a standard format application letter that you copy and paste?
I mean, that's not good, but I do have several for different types of jobs. Like, I applied for a bunch of different, you know, English teaching jobs, and I just replaced, you know, I really want to work in France to I want to work in Argentina or something like that.
Yeah.
And then obviously tailor it a little bit to the job,
clearly. Yes.
And make sure to put the right address into the right people,
the
because
right date.
That
I've
really
sent
sucks.
Applications with 2011 instead of 2012.
Oh, that's bad. But I did get a response letter from one that was dated 2008. I was like, what?
Okay.
They clearly didn't check as well as I did. So
you should give them a lesson.
Exactly. You need to hire me because I would not let crap like this happen.
Life changing. English major, huh? I did want to mention that for once, I think the Career Center has done something good. But this has been a long time ago. But in case you are not aware, there is a section on the careers page of the university, such as the usual standandrews.ac.uk/careers, in which they have a tab called Making Applications, and they have samples of covering letters and CVs and application forms, and I've never used the other tabs, but they seem useful: assessment centers, interviews, and psychometric tests. I do follow the format that they suggest, both for letters and curriculums. I find them very, very useful, if basic, and obviously you need to add more to yours according to what you're doing, but it's a good place to start, I find. Like, I don't know, if you are a bit lost, as I am often, so it's good. And where do I find jobs? I like to go back to the past, so I usually just apply for the same jobs that I've applied to before. And then I get the updates from the Career Center. Today I got that update. I should probably not advertise this too much since I want to apply for this, but something about being a tour guide at some castle in
foreign
languages. I think I'm definitely going to go for that.
Oh, so yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and I speak three languages. That.
Well, look at you.
Shut up. You speak four languages too.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You speak
three.
German, English,
and Dutch.
Dutch. Yeah, sorry, I forgot.
But clearly, you're not a maths major.
We've been through this. I can't even count my wages properly.
So I don't know what I would say with that. Applying for old jobs again, I do that all the time, and I've actually gotten a few now. So yeah, it shows perseverance.
Yeah, I think so too. And you have, because don't they always say, oh, you don't have enough experience for this? Well, then you can apply to the same job, which you've clearly had experience for. So
yeah,
just saying, it's crazy how they tell you, at least they've told me, I don't have enough experience for, I don't know, just cleaning or being behind a counter, which I know you need experience, but
like, I think a half day would suffice.
Yes.
Because you just, you know, clean and what we all do in our own houses.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
Anyways, on that very random and just kind of spasmodic note about making applications, we shall take you now to our next musical interlude. It's going to be a bit of a musical one, and of course it's going to be musical because it's a musical interlude, but as a musical theater interlude. The first song is from Rent, Take Me or Leave Me. I thought it was very appropriate for a job application episode.
Yeah, mainly it's Leave Me.
No!
Yeah.
You don't know that. And the second song is not from, well, it kind of is from a musical, it's a long story. The way I found out about it was through this really amazing movie called Charlie Bartlett, which Craig and I watched.
Oh, yesterday. Such a good movie.
Really good movie. So they sang this song in a very musical theater manner, but I found out today that actually it's originally by Cat Stevens, who is one of my favorite singers of all time, so imagine my happiness of finding this. It's called If You Want to Sing Out, and it's fantastic as well, and very appropriate, I think, to the theme of our episode today. So
why?
Because you'll see, just hear the song.
Okay.
Listen to the lyrics.
Fine.
So we'll be right back with some more talk.
And we're back. We hope you enjoyed that as much as we did. So now we're going to talk a little bit about working abroad. And Craig mentioned that there's this webpage about working holidays in Australia.
Yeah. So the Australian government has put this plan in place where you can apply for this special visa, and it's called a working holiday visa, I think.
Okay.
And yeah, that's literally what it is you just travel around and you can, you know, pick up a little seasonal jobs here and there, or, you know, work at a bar for a few weeks. I think it's quite popular because when I was there, there was all kinds of signs everywhere, you know, just saying, oh, are you looking for, you know, 2-week job? Come over here. And I went on a like short cruise, and it was very popular there to go on the cruise, like pay for the cruise for like 1 or 2 days and then just stay out there and work for a few weeks.
Yep.
And there they gave you, obviously, free room and board, because they wanted you to stay on the boat.
And sleep on the boat outside.
Pretty much. They also gave you free like scuba time.
Okay.
If you're into that. Or if you weren't, then you could do free snorkeling time on the Great Barrier Reef. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's really cool. I think that'd be nice. Although our summer is their winter, so maybe...
Yeah, but I mean, I went during our summer, and that's actually the best time to go.
Okay.
Because it's not ridiculously hot. It's still hot. I mean, I guess it depends on where you go, of course, too. But we went to Cairns. Went to Cairns in the very north, and so that was, you know, obviously closer to the equator. And then that's also when the box jellyfish aren't there. So that's
good. Okay. Yeah, I think we mentioned this on our show about beach.
Yeah.
Traveling. Cool. Yeah, I thought also about these websites that I've seen a couple of times. I think it's called pickingjobs.com.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's good to look for seasonal jobs, clearly, because, well, especially between one thing and the next after graduation and whenever our next chapter of our lives begins, we might have quite a long summer, so seasonality is key. So yeah, pickingjobs.com.
I don't know if I should be admitting this on air, but when I was in Switzerland, you know, on a tourist visa, I did do a few on and off jobs there, which I mainly found through the University of Zurich website.
Okay.
So it's just like helping people move or something like that. So.
And it being Switzerland, you probably got paid quite a lot.
Exactly. It was like 30 francs an hour.
Nice.
So, yes. So much would I make here in a week.
Oh, dear.
Well, there's a bit of truth to that. Not quite that severe, but yeah, it is true.
Yeah. It's Switzerland. If the entire world were like Switzerland, there would be so much corruption, I think, all those banks that keep money. Anyways. As if there's not enough corruption as it is. Seasonality. And we're going to go for the next musical interlude now with one of our favorite bands, which was Craig's favorite band to begin with. And then, well, not your favorite band, but one of your favorite bands, Blind Pilot. And then you introduced me to it, and I loved it. And the other day we realized we hadn't played one song from them, and the end is nigh. So we thought we'll play a few songs. And when we come back, I'll talk a little bit about last-minute master's applications. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. I always find Blind Pilot very relaxing. Although it did surprise me that Craig liked such an indie alternative band, because usually we listen to TikTok and...
Hey, I have a very eclectic taste.
Yes, and that's how everyone's taste should be. Anyway, so I mentioned that I would talk a little bit about applying last minute to master's programs. And so I know that for definite that in the UK, there are universities which accept applications on a rolling basis up to a month before the beginning of a master's program. And one of those is UCL, I think, as well as Edinburgh. I'm not sure about LSC, but it might be that they have a rolling basis applications system. So you should look into that if you are thinking in the last minute that maybe keep studying a postgraduate degree is something that you might want to consider after you graduate. A tool that I find very, very useful and through which I found my own master's program is mastersportal.eu. And it's great because if you type in your discipline, you will find very specialized course descriptions from all over Europe. So my very niche subject is medical anthropology, and it turns out there are quite a few universities around Europe that offer this or similar degrees such as global health. And so I found out about the universities I applied to through this portal. I really suggest it. And so, yeah, if you type in things in there, you will find something. And I'm sure, actually, that the way it works is that they only display degrees that are already that you can still apply to. So give that a go. And likewise, there's another portal that I found called findamasters.com, quite originally. And you can search for masters all over the world here. And it occurred to me that universities that are in the southern hemisphere probably have different application times than we do. So Craig just saw that the University of South Africa accepts applications up until November, did you say, or October?
November. For admission in February 2013.
Yeah, 2014. So if you want to change scenery quite drastically from St. Andrews to South Africa, give that a try. And I'm assuming that Australia has a similar application process to their universities. In mastersportal.eu, you can also find summer degrees, summer courses. And I was just looking at some in Utrecht, which is a fantastic university. I recommend everyone take a look if they want to catch up on some subject or language. It would be fantastic. It's such a nice city. And they have an amazing library, always a bonus. And also, I think that volunteering is a good way to spend your summer. So I don't know if it's too late or not, but there's the what is that? Craig, can you keep the audience entertained while I find the website to the international volunteering thingy? What other universities in the southern hemisphere had you been looking at?
Mainly just University of Cape Town. But I can tell you that they are very, it's very confusing down there.
Okay.
And they took like 2 months to get back to one email, so.
Did you say that their website was being
No, not really. Not that I could see, at least, but whatever. Anyways, I know that I talked to someone who went to a university in Argentina, and they said that was quite...
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course, they have the same, probably the same academic calendar as Australia and South Africa. So I found the thing I was looking for. It's called International Voluntary Service, and I've known people that have done this, and they have been very, very satisfied, I think it's. But I'm looking at the British webpage here. The people I know that have done this are British. I'm not sure if there's an organization for each country or how it works, but... this is a very useful website, and they have projects all over the world. I think one of our former news team members has just come back from India, and from her photos it looks that she was very happy and doing lots of interesting work. So that's something to look at. Of course, you don't get paid, but it's a CV booster for sure. That's what I've been told by some of my former high school teachers, that if I have time and don't need a job straight away, it's definitely something that I should consider, because employers appreciate that kind of thing on a CV. Other than that, I think it's never a waste of time to learn things. So a summer course or language course, I think, is a good option as a filler from here until the next step.
Yeah, I did the TEFL course when I was, like, in summer after first year. That was just online, but I know it's very popular to do it in person as
mm-hmm,
well.
Yeah.
And a bit more reputable. And then also, if you're looking for summer courses that are funded, you can look through the university, because that's where I found one that the university didn't even know that they could send two people for free to Iceland.
Yeah, tell us a bit more about that, because it's a very interesting experience.
Yeah, it was through the Erasmus program. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the University of St. Andrews was able to nominate two people to go and learn about small states in the international system. So it was very interesting. And it was 2 weeks at the University of Iceland, and they give you accommodation, and the accommodation gives you food.
Yeah.
Anything like that, which is nice in Iceland where everything is quite expensive.
Yes. As one, oh no, that wasn't with you. Over the weekend during the anthropology conference, a person gave a presentation. Sorry, I confused him with yourself because he was blonde. I know that's a bit of a stretch. Anyways, he gave a presentation about the economic crisis in Iceland and how he was very excited because the price of the pound was so incremented when he went after the crash. But then he realized that his cocktail was worth £5 instead of 15, so he had to be tight with his money anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways, speaking of languages, I don't know if you know about this organization. It's called CESA, C-E-S-A, and they offer languages abroad. Obviously, it's quite popular amongst gap year people, but it looks really legit. And I was considering doing an intense Portuguese course with them in Faro a few years ago, but then I was going to be during spring break, but then we ended up doing something different. So, but it looks good because they have like intense courses that last 2 weeks or really long courses that last a few months. So it looks really nice, and summer is a good time to be around Europe. But they also have courses for Russian, Japanese, Chinese, and Arabic if you want to expand your horizons further than Europe, which could be good. So that's another option. Speaking of languages and TOEFL and all of that crap.
With that, I guess we should go to the next.
We have 15 minutes to the end of the show, but we'll be back after this musical interlude. And so, stay tuned. The wedding in which the wife and the husband come into that song. But every time I hear that song, that's all I can think of. It's so cute. Anyways, that takes us quite nicely to the end of today's show. Thanks to everyone who tuned in. We hope that you found our information somewhat useful. I know it was a little random, but we did our best, and we speak from literally personal experience on this one. So, I don't know, Craig, anything else you'd like to add?
Well,
I don't know.
Anyways, one extra thing that I was thinking about with the traveling and everything is getting to the interviews. You've heard all those comments of make sure to arrive early and blah blah. So I'm not going to repeat those, but I haven't actually gone. I guess I've gone to a few interviews, but with the train or something. But mainly, usually the employer offers to pay. Or, the potential employer.
Yeah.
But I've had a few times that they say no. Like, I got a English teaching job in China where they would pay me £200 a month, and they wanted me to come to London for an interview. And I was like, I'm not going to spend half of my monthly
wage
to come down to London.
No.
That's a surefire way to figure out if someone's really interested in you or not.
Yes.
We also have a friend who took the who was able to fly from Dundee to London, but his flight got canceled and he had to take a bus instead.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible. I feel very bad for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I also had a interview once in Edinburgh where they offered to pay for the train and the taxi. So I think it's definitely, you know, it's definitely possible to get the employer to pay, especially if you're like, I'm a poor student and I need money.
I was going to say that, of course, they're not probably not going to offer straight away. So maybe just make a case in point that, yes, but you are expected to get some expenses covered.
Not all. Yeah, exactly.
One of my friends who went to do, I think it was what the center thing. How do you call it? I've said this before. The assessment center. There we go. Got his accommodation paid as well because he had to stay a couple of nights.
That's nice.
To be honest, it was Rolls Royce, so I think they can stretch it.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I guess it will be a bit more of a fight with a smaller company, but.
Yeah, but anyways, the point is that
don't sell yourself short.
Exactly, pretty much.
They want you. You know, if they want to interview you, they think that they might want you. So.
Yes. Indeed. So, yeah, that's it for today. We will be back next week at the same time in the same place. So stay tuned and enjoy the last songs that we have for you.
Yep. And we're not going to tell you, you know, about next week because
it's a surprise secret. Or secret, whatever you want to call it. So, yes, we will hear from you again soon. Bye now.